Erevin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis. This is a continuation of the Mishnah before, in the sense that we're talking about the halachas of pochus midal ramas that were discussed in the context of tefillin. We started off legabe alz bezoyin kisvei kodesh, which is a theme that will continue also mi'etz Hashem in another few mishnayos. That in certain instances one is allowed to carry the tefillin in from the outside, and one's allowed to carry it into Rishus HaYochid. In other instances, you're not allowed to wear it, but you can carry it pochus midal ramas. There's no malacha deraisa. And this is what the Gemara is mefarish on the first Mishnah. In the last few words of the Mishnah, ubisakon mechasen v'hoylech loy, the Gemara adds in a chsure mechsure v'ochi katoni. Pameh dvar mamurim bisakon shel shmad. You can't stand there, and you can't carry them in kedar kecho. So mele mechasen v'hoylech loy. Aval misyore lishois shom mipnei listim. You don't want to stand in one place mipnei listim. So then, als the bezoyin of tefillin, they allowed you to be meilicho in pochus me'arba amos. That's the chsuri mechsura of the first Mishnah. On that, Reb Shimon Oimer, this idea of pochus me'arba amos could be done in one of two ways. It could be done, you carry dalet amos, and we left off that even if you stop, it has to be an oimid lofush. You have to end your maisa of hoitzah. So it has to be, you have to shift it. You have to stand in a, you have to hold the chafetz in a stationary position in a way where you're, it's not a continuation then when you start again of the first maisa halicha. That's one mahalach. The other mahalach is not to carry more than dal amos, to hand it to somebody else, if possible, if feasible. Reb Shimon Oimer, noistan lechaveroi, and the advantage of what Reb Shimon is saying is clear. If you carry it less than dalet amos, it's very easy to then end up carrying more than dalet amos. If noisn lechaver v'chaver lechaveroi, so then you're not going to have a problem because you're never going to carry more than dalet amos. You're never going to do a maisa of taking it further than dalet amos because you might be have somebody else waiting right over there. The Tanakhama and the Chazuri Mechsur of the Braisa that we just quoted says not that way. It says, Moilichoin Pochas Pochas. You're allowed to carry them in Faket. That's the better way to do it. Why does he hold that's better? Because when you do it with a bunch of people, there's a Zilzel of Shabbos. Avsha Milsa de Shabbos. There's a coil, more of a Zilzel in Shabbos. It's rather better to do it with one person, Pochas Pochas. Now, the Lashon of the Mishnah over here is Adshe Magia Lechotzer Hachitzoino. And the reason why that has to be is because, think about it, he's carrying from Rishus HaRabim, pochus, okay, he got it now. Less than dalet amos helped until you get there. As soon as you cross the threshold of the Rishus HaYochid, what's the difference if it's less than dalet amos? There's a maisa, hachnos of carrying it from outside the Rishus HaRabim to inside to the Rishus HaYochid. So what's the mahalach? Let's go back to the first mission of Yitzias HaShabbos in Perek Aleph. In Mizrach Shabbos, the way to do it, where it's only Midrabbanan, and here they allowed you to do it, Mipnei Bizoyin of Tvilin, is you carry it ad Shemagil Chotz Chitzoyna. You reach your hand in, with that you're not doing a malacha because you only did a Akira from where you're standing with Rishus HaRabim. Somebody else takes it out of your hand, like the Osher who's taking it out of the Oni's hand over there in Shabbos. And that's fine. Again, they will matter it only because of Bizoyin of Tvilin. V'chein Binoy, the Mishnah says over here, Tosefis. The Tanya Reb Shimon is adding that this is not only a hetter mipnei bizoyin atvilin, the pochus midal ramas. Pochus midal ramas, where it's chaveroi lechaveroi, is something that you're allowed to do b'chol oifin. The last tickle that we just said about handing it, putting your hand in and having somebody else take it out, that's a problem of inishvi, because that's certainly a half a malacha. But pochus midal ramas is not, we discussed one time in Sechah Shabbos, that it's also not a chatz yeshia osman atayra. Why? Because chatz yeshia osman atayra is only when you have the full maisa, but only in half. You ate chelev, but a half a kezayis of chelev. It's a half of a ganza maisa of chelev. Masha'en can carrying less than dalet amos, since dalet amos we've learned all over Erevin, that that's the sheer mokoyim. Moving something within dalet amos, it's called, it's not hoitzo. It's not hoitzo at all. It's not a half a lesser type of maisa hoitzo. It's not hoitzo, period. So memela, that's why it's not also midaraisa mipnei chatzishir. Midrabbanon, one shouldn't be allowed to do it. Mipnei atzorich, one can do it. Says the Tanya Reb Shimon, v'chein binoi, that's not only alt the mitzvah's tefillin, but it's even b'mokim. The Gemara explains what we're talking about over here. We're talking about a baby that was born, a newborn baby that was born in a mokim, unprotected, Rosh Hashanah, or someplace outside in some type of makeshift mokim. And you have to get him into a private house in order to take care of the baby. All the tzorche, taking care of a newborn baby, wrapping him up properly. So mamela, you do the same thing. Even if it's you need a large crowd of people, one after another, better to do that than to carry pachas, like we just said. And Tanakhama again holds that better to do over here, pachas, midal ramas, he himself. Same machlokes that we just had, the gabitvil. Now, till now we had the Tanakhama of the Braisa, the Chesuri Mekso, with Rav Shimon. What's better, carrying yourself pachas, or handing it from person to person? Better the Rabbim, but less of a Maisa, or better more of a Maisa, are they one person? Now we have a third Tana, Rav Yehuda Oimer. He holds that the heter of pachas me'aba amos is not only by a Dvar Mitzvah, Tvilin, a newborn baby. He's saying stamazoi. Person's allowed to hand noisin odom chavis lechaveroi, something he wants to eat on Shabbos. Lechaver lechaver afilu chutz l'tchum. The afilu chutz l'tchum is a chiddush. That means that the first chelik of what he's saying noisin odom chavis lechaveroi is, like we said, just being marchiv the heter of dalar amos even to a dvar reshus, without any tzorich, overwhelming tzorich dvar mitzvah whatsoever. Then he adds a chiddush afilu chutz l'tchum. Now what's the chiddush over here? How are you allowed to take a chefetz out of the tchum? So the Gemara explains that what we're talking about over here is we're talking about something that was hefker before Shabbos, and we had a machloikis way back in the fourth perek, the Mishnah, whether chefetz hefker are koinen shvisa b'mkoimon, and they only have alpayim, or we say that they are koinen shvisa. Better now, you can carry them as much as you want. The first person was koine, it's meshubet to his 2,000 amas. So this is really what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. It's really a tesefis on the etzim din in the Mishnah. It's derech agav. Afilu chutz l'tchum, you're allowed to carry more than 2,000 amas mim koimoi, because the tchum of the kelim, of the chavis of mayim, let's assume if it was hefker, wasn't yayin, it was a chavis of mayim, was not koine shvisa where it was, but it was koine shvisa only by the one who's koine. So middle you can carry. The problem is only carrying. Okay, dalad pogos me dalad. Amru loy loy tehalach zu yaisim ragle be'oleo. The other Tana, again, we just said that the two Tanoim are in Perek Dalad Mishnah, holds that no, the shvisa of the Chavis Mayim is b'mekayme 2,000 amas away. So merely, it can't go more than ragle be'oleo, i.e. the chefetz itself. Now that's where you're stuck with. La halacha, what we paskin is a little bit of an asik. The pashtus of the way the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Shabbos and the Shulchan Aruch and Shem Mem Tes paskin is that Rabbi Yehuda, the third Tana by us in the Mishnah, holds that for a Tvar Rishus, you're allowed to pass it person to person. Pachas Midal Amas. Now, if you hold that any chefetz you could always pass person to person, even for a Tvar Rishus, then it's very hard. What the first chelik of the Mishnah is, the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon are arguing what's the best way to carry in tefillin, but mokum b'zoyin tefillin, not relevant, just carry it person to person. So maybe you'll say, what happens if you don't have person to person? The other way to say it would be, which sounds like from the Ravid in Perek Yud Beis on the Rambam, is that he holds that, no, Reb Yehud is also only matir for a mitzvah. What's the case of chovis? Not clear, b'shaz ha-tchak, a hefsid. No, nishklal, because the chefetz of hefka, what big hefset is there? The other way to say it would be to say, like we just said, there's nobody there. And now the question is, what's the best way? Are you allowed to carry in tefillin by yourself, pachas? And that would be the subject of Tanakhama and Reb Shimon, and that's why the Rambam brings that be'emesin you have the eitzah also of carrying pachas by yourself, and that taka wouldn't be stamazoi. That would tak only be mitnei b'zoyin ha'tfilin. The problem is that the Rambam does seem to say that you could do either pachas by yourself or handing it over to somebody else. And that is not a heter dafka in tefillin. We're saying that's by any chovis shomayim. If you're passing like Rabbi Yehuda, you can carry anything pachas. So the Rambam is still shver, exactly how he fits together the two halakim in the Mishnah. Ayin, the Tosis Yom Tov, has a little bit of a back and forth. Mishnah Gimel. Hayakari Basefa Alhir Skupa. We're going again into Xerius of the Rabbanon where you might come to carry something. Similar to what we discussed in Mishnah Beis of Poches, you might come to carry it more. We're going to have now not so much of carrying more than Dalai Lamas, but carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim or vice versa. Al Yedei doing a smaller Maisa, you might come to do a bigger Maisa. He's reading a Sefer. He's reading from a Sefer Torah, Megillah, a scroll, like they used to have. And he's reading it Al HaSkufa. Iskufa is the place by the front door. We would call it like a, in Yiddish you call it a Shvel. There's that piece before you step in. There's something there before the front door. Except in their houses, they had what was almost like a platform in front of the door. And it could be high enough that it could be 10 tvachim tall if the front door is tall enough. And could be you need steps up to it. It could be 10 tvachim tall. And dalad by dalad on the surface, it could be Rishus HaYochid. So he's Kerev HaSefer Al HaSkufa. So the skufa that he's standing on is a Rishus HaYochid. Nizgalgal HaSefer Miyodoy. He lets the slips out of his hand. He's holding on to one end, but the Sefer Kishal Atzmi rolls down. Goyle Le'etza, he could roll it up. Now, the Sefer is rolling down into the Rishus HaRabim. And the Gemara says there's a problem over here. Be'etzim, it shouldn't be allowed to pull it up because the mokum where it's lying is sort of like a sloping down from the Iskufa. It's really part of the Rishus HaRabim. It's considered that it's Munach Rishus HaRabim and he's really pulling it up and he's pulling it up into Rishus HaYochid. And the reason why it's Mutter is because this Iskufa is what it's called B'Lash Nagamara Iskufa Nidreses. It's a mokum where people pass by to leave the Sefer Torah. The Megillah there is a tremendous bizoyin. There's a lashon in Chazal that's used in several places. Iskufa nedreses means a place where people step. A person who's an onov is mashvi atzmoy ki iskufa nedreses. They get it from over here. To leave the sefer on that spot is tremendous bizoyin. And isa deiraisa, it's not. Why? Because we have what the Gemara calls oigdei biyodoi. Since he's holding on to one end, it can't be considered fully munach in the Rishus HaRabim. So it's not lingansim munach Rishus HaRabim. I feel like they were geyser. They were geyser that since Lamaise it's come to a point of hanocha in the Rishus HaRabim, pulling it back up into your hand, the Rishus HaYochid, is on a drabonadika level, like picking it up in Rishus HaRabim and bringing it into Rishus HaYochid. So it's a problem. Agav will mention in parentheses the Gzeri Drabonon of Oigde Biyodei, but on that level, pulling it up, is that true also from Rishus HaYochid to a Karmelis? Karmelis is like a Rishus HaRabim Midrabonon. With a Geyser in a case where it's a Shvacher sort Hoitzah, because of Oigde Biyodei, in a Shvacher sort Rishus HaRabim, because it's only a Karmelis, that's Machlek Sushayim. Seems one way from the Rajba. Seems a different way from the Ramo says what he understands in the Rajman, the Rabbah Magid. The Machlex is in Simeshin Nun Beis. Vinishvi, over here, certainly, it's Bishus HaRabim sets a problem pulling it up. But over here, Bizoyin, Kisvei Kodesh, they're going to be matter you to pull it back up. But here we have a Machlex Tanam that goes three ways. According to the Tanakama, even though Oig De Biyodeh, like we just said, certainly the Rabbanon, even B'chiyai Gavna, they would not allow you to pick it up off the ground if it was Taka Munach B'Rishus HaRabim. We said that it's semi-Munach on a slope towards the Rishus HaRabim. So it's not really Munach B'Rishus HaRabim, but it's semi on the ground. So look what the Mishnah says. V'nizgalgal sef miyodei ad shelo higi el asor tvachim. It's only if it's not within asor tvachim from the ground. If it's within the ear space, if it's towards the ground, on this slope of a mokim, which is less than 10 tvachim, that's considered on the ground, you would not be allowed to pick up something which is considered munach b'rishus HaRabim, to pick it back up into the Rishus HaYochid, even though it's only midirabonon. Only then, if it's lo yigil asar tvachim, then gadol le'etzrei. Mishihigil asar tvachim, so what do you do then? Hoivchal aksav, there's nothing you can do about it. At least you turn it over, that it should be, the word shouldn't be facing upward, to lessen the bizoyin. The simple reading of the next sheet in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Afilu Ein Mesulik Min Aretz Alekim Lemachat, even if it's off the ground, removed from the ground, Mesulik Min Aretz, a Mashahu Gol Leetzloi, as long as it's off the ground, even if it's within Asar Tvachim. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with the Tanakama, and it sounds like according to the Tanakama, even if it's in the ear, you're not allowed to pick it up if it's within Asar Tvachim. And that, the Gemara adds from a Braisa, and we just read that into the Mishnah, that if it's taka hanging in the ear, that's not considered munach b'shus haram, you're allowed to pick it up. What we're talking about is, it's semi-munach in b'shus haram, it's on a slope of the iskufa going down towards b'shus haram, it's on something, it's similar to being noch b'shus haram, then you're not allowed to pick it back up. And on that, the Mishnah is adding, it's not a machloikis, sherib Yehudaim, it's an explanation that if it's off the ground, the mashu, you're certainly allowed to pick it up. The whole din that it's lamata me'asari, you're not allowed to, is only if it's semi-munach, like we said in the Rishu Sarabim. And on that, Lamai said, there's a sheet over here, Reb Shimon Oimer says, no. Afilu bar, it's atzmoy, even if it's on the ground, goylu loy etzloy, she'en lecha dover mishum shvus, oimin mipnei kisvei kaidish. There's no shvus midrabanan that stands in the way of saving kisvei kodesh from bizoyin, even if it's on the ground. Lamaisa, it's a midrabanan. Midrabanan certainly wouldn't be allowed over. Oigdei biyoda is only midrabanan. Therefore, you're allowed to pull it up. By the way, normally turning a sefer upside down, like we said, if it's lamata me'asar hoifchei alaksav, would be a bizoyin. The better way, if something is lying in a reshus harabim, the better way would be to slip off your jacket, your coat, and put it on top of the kisvei kodesh. But over here you can't, because you're going to take off something you're wearing and put it down. You're putting it down in reshus harabim. So the only way to do it is only by being mahapach alaksav.